Good. Perhaps we see how lucky Ballard and the second might be showing you. Stop.
You're dying on a day.
Says the mission. And so now we've been discussing the din of Matana Shalom and Mishum Adam in terms of the Tzvita of Chomish Yerushalayim of Ma'is Hashem. What happens if you have peros that are growing partially in Yerushalayim? We have an Ilan Shomid Besnim, Venot Alachut, or Omid Bachut Venot Alachnim. So here you have a tree that is either growing inside Yerushalayim with branches that extend outside, or vice versa. So what's the halacha in terms of the Ma'is Hashem intention? So mi kineged akum avlus mi kilasni. Mi kineged akum avlachut kilachut. Says the mission, as far as Ma'is Hashem is concerned, the din is that whatever peros are inside of Yerushalayim are inside Yerushalayim. You make a line up from the Chomesh Yerushalayim. And anything that's outside can be padui, like my Hashemi, outside. Vaseya abadim should be kayem l'tzim v'chalalan l'chutz. Or should be kayem l'chutz v'chalalan l'tzim. What happens if you have a beit abad? Well, now you're pressing the olive oil, and you have either the doorway into the beit abad is from within Yerushalayim, even though the beit abad itself extends outside, or vice versa. You have the doorway handing it the outside is the only way to get into this Beit Abad, but the area of the Beit Abad itself is inside of Yerushalayim. So the din is over there. The Shammai says either way, Hakol Kilisni. You go Lechona, either both to the Petah or both to the actual inside of the thing, and you won't be able to be put in like the Sheni one way or the other when you're inside of that Beit Abad. As Beit Hillel says, it's the same thing as a tree. And therefore, it's exactly, we take our line, we cut it into two, we don't say that the entire area goes according to its theme or goes according to its set.
In this process?
In this process.
So we have a box, this process is some here and some here?
No. Either the room is inside or the room is outside, and the Pesach is in the other area than where the room is.
So
we're saying if the parents are over the line,
no matter where, it doesn't matter.
So we don't say l'chumra like the Shammai that I call us kilosnim, no matter what. L'chumra, the case is a little bit strange because we weren't talking about a wall. We were talking about either the Pesach inside or the inside. Right? So Gemara is going to ask what we mean in this case by saying kinegat a koma. Now, we have the same issue about Akilas Kodshin by Lushakot in the Beis HaMikdash. We have some of the Lushakot are Bnuyot HaKodesh, but they're Ptuchot Lachot. So the inside of the Lishkas in the Azara itself, but the Petach of the Azara, the Petach of the Lishka opens up to the outside. So the halacha over there is that it goes according to the Petach, and the inside considered to be Chul. Whereas the Gog, which is not related to the area underneath, is considered to be part of the Beit HaMikdash itself. And therefore, Gadotayim is Kodesh. So as far as the Tolkien is concerned, you always go both to the Petah. So you would not be able, let's say, to do a sheet in there, right? But when it comes to eating, you want to eat on the Gog. So since it's Bomri B'Kodesh, the Gog is Kodesh. Gagotayim, so it depends. If it's Bnuyas HaKodesh Ubachol, let's say you have like the Beis HaMokin, you have some Lishka that's built half inside and half outside in terms of the placement of the Lishka. So the din over there is where it's Tzuchai LaKodesh, the Lachol. You have a doorway again like in the Beis HaMokin, open to both. So they're both Tosam and Gagotayim. Depends where you are. Mi kineged HaKodesh or LaKodesh Kodesh. Mi kineged HaKov LaKov. Well, that's why they would have, like the Gemara says, when the Rosh Hashanah, to be able to make sure that you know which part inside. Now, where the wall was, there is no wall.
the wall connecting.
The wall opens like this, right? Like in
the wall connecting on the inside
right.
portion, the wall and the outside portion of the wall part in the
Oh, that depends on whether you hold it. The toke of the wall is the Kaddish Shema. The Kaddish Shema.
Whether you can put your hand in.
Yeah, correct. Right. Same issue. Omar Rebbe loves it. But it's saying over here is Lechunin. When Beis Hillel is saying over here, at Mikenegedach, Omar Lechunin, and so on, he's not saying that it's Mamish Lechunin. In other words, you can be makel on it, that it could be able to mean, let's say, that you could be eating like a shani there. He's just saying lahasmir. In terms of not being potent like a shani, so then let's mean you have to be mamish kilosmin. But he's not telling you a straight out halacha that it's mamish kilosmin, and the male you'd even be allowed to eat like a shani there. It was only lachumah. I'm reviewed out of the tanin and tamam. But the abadim should be kriyam with me, with halalam lachut, mikinegra chama v'nefrim gilusim, mikinegra chama lachut v'lachut. He now, with Yonah, wants to explain the svar of Beit Shammai that says that no matter where it is, you go according to Pesach or whatever is chama. So in other words, it's either if it's more common to be inside than it's inside, it's more common to be outside than it's outside.
More common would be to eat the fruit and not the body?
Well, there's a chumra and a kula involved over here. If it's inside, so then it's a chumra in that you can't be poached. And if it's inside, it's a kula in that you can eat. Right? And then vice versa. So what Rav Elazar says is that Beis Hillel was not happening. That the kula, he was only paskening the kula. That's all that he was saying. I skip Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi boy, mal lachumin. You're telling me over here that Beis Hillel is going back to lachumin, right? So then, exactly what are we arguing over with Beis Shammai? In other words, when they say that it's kineged is lachumin. And within is kalachut. So in terms of what were they saying? Why did they say it in that fashion? In which case, and Rabbi Yonah is not coming to explain what the point is of saying that in either case it's kilosnim. Well, if that's tam of chumra, then that's what they tell us. We'll go with chumra. In either case, and they said no. Beit Shammai is saying something different when the Mishnah says about the case of his hand is nim, or vice versa, that it's always kilosnim. This, I'm saying, this is the same as Beit Hillel. That it's lismim means even lakula, not only lakula. Lakula means that you'd be able to eat it there. So in other words, it's considered to be literally part of Yerushalayim. And that's when it says that the tzchayim is also lismim, it means even lakula tzchayim is lismim. When it says mikinegad achomav lakut kilakut, that's talking about lachumra. So in other words, once the Pesach is this meme, is what we're going to explain, that the machlokas over here between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is only like this. Beit Shammai is saying that even the part that is inside of the koma itself, you would draw a line, is not considered to be kilasmim lakula. It's only considered to be lakmim kilachumra. Because according to Beit Shammai, you have to look at both. You look both at the halal, and you look at the Pesach. Beit Shammai holds that the Iker, of course, is where the place is actually located. The Kalal itself. If the Kalal is Bakut, then the whole thing has a din of Bakut. But only that you can't eat there. So in other words, he's being mocked. The Iker Adin Beit Shammai, way Yonah is explaining it. The Iker Adin Beit Shammai holds that the Kalal is Koveya. Completely. And the Kalal drags along its Pesach with it. Except that when it comes to the question of chumrah, we're not going to allow you to be makel based on where the ikr of the cholol is. That's what we're saying in Beit Shammai. So ein ochlim, I should say. So ein ochlim shom kachid kalim kilisim. You cannot rely on it to withdraw your kilisim. You cannot rely on it for a few kachid kalim. The Gabi that it has to be masmer on it as if it's chut. Nonetheless, it's not chut mamish, and you should be able to be poda, and therefore Ein Podim Sham Maaseh Sheni wouldn't be able to be part of Maaseh Sheni either in it, because it would have a din over here of Kilas Nid. Pitcheihem, take out the word Ein. Pitcheihem Lachut Chalalan Mifnim Mikineged Akoma V'Lachut Kilachut. If the Iker Chalal is Mifnim, so then Mikineged Akoma V'Lachut Kilachut. Mikineged Akoma V'Lachut Kilachut. And here should say Ein Ochlim. Ein Ochlim Sham Kachin Talim Kilachut. The Ein Podim Sham Maaseh Sheni Kilachut. So we also are machmir in the other way. So Kineged Akoma V'Lachut Kilachut Lachasmir, that you cannot be put in Maaseh Sheni, because all the Kamei is saying you're also take into consideration the Pesach. You can't only take into consideration the Halal. So since the Pesach is in Bachutz, will have to be Machma on you not to eat Maaseh Sheni. But nonetheless, when it comes to the din of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, we're going to go about the Iker, which is the Halal. So you wouldn't be able to be put in Maaseh Sheni either. The way to explain this is we find in the Braisa, Sheni Matnisa. In the Braisa, the way it says is, not this, this is a wrong quote in the Braisa, it should say, Benuyos, not Tochan, but Benuyos Bekodesh Ubako, Subsufas Bekodesh Ubako. If you have something that is built both in Kodesh and Kol, and the Pesach both in Kodesh and Kol, there, Tochan Vigagoteyam, it's the same halacha for the Toch and the Gag, that namely, if it's Mikineged HaKodesh V'LaKodesh Kodesh, Mikineged HaKol V'LaKol is Chol. So it depends where it would be. Okay, that right begins the way our Mishnah ends over here. So there, even though you have something that is also Patuach V'Chol, since it's also Patuach V'Kodesh over there, you can eat in it also, in that half of it. Now, in that case, Hedat Amar, Tochan Kodesh, Tochan Shem Kachin Kachin, Tochan Shem Kachin Kali. So now, if you're saying over there that the Tochan Kodesh over there means literally Tochan Kodesh, there it doesn't mean Lahasmir, so there it would mean entirely. Now, don't confuse the case where the Pesach is both the Kodesh of the Kol with the case of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, which is talking about being Mahasmir in the Gabi of Pesach. Because over here, since it's open to both, it really has a din of Kodesh, as long as it's on that side of the wall. So therefore, you'd be allowed to eat Kachin as if you're Psuchas for Kodesh. And you'd be allowed to shech over there Kachin Kalim, unless I talk on with you. Kachin Kalim, you can shech there. The Tameshin is not for Sham Chayav. Furthermore, it would be also as if you were Nichnas Lazarna. Then Yudah B'Shem Rav says, Ein Lokin, as far as Halakha, the Tamishin Nechmas, Ein Lokin Ala Ela Al Orach Mea Shemonim V'Sheva, Arokav Mea V'Shloshim V'Chamech. The only area that you're Chayav on is the area of the square of the Azara itself, which is Kaps and Kala. Remember the cops always have Kalas Hadas, we remember it. So you have now Kuf Pei Zayin Amas and Kuf Lamei Amas as a rectangle, right? That rectangle is what you're Chayav on. But anything that extends outwards from that rectangle, even if they would be Tshucha Pakodesh, but they're extending outside, you're not considered to be Chayav on as a Knis Alazor. It's the outside rectangle itself, not anything that extends outwards into the wall as of the shekel. That's what it says over there. But ani mishka shibnuya v'shivu yichomata azor ofen sham kachim kachim v'shokim sham kachim kalim v'tomei shenichnes l'sham potter. Here we see, in fact, that the braita is mechalik between the din of tomei, that a tomei shenichnes l'sham is potter, even though Lagabi Halacha of the location for Shita or Achila, it's considered to be Kodesh, but Lagabi the din of Shiluk Tumeim from the Azara, it's considered to be Chol. Unbelievable thing, right? So even though Lagabi the din of Achila, in terms of Malka, So even though the God is a direction, is this the place where the Torah is Matar Shlita, Matar Achila, it's Kodesh, but the halacha of Shiluach Tamim in Hazara is only that rectangle. Now it should say over here, as the Gemara of Atani, didn't we just say, Benuya B'chol Apsuch L'Kodesh, Token Kodesh V'Gai B'chol, Oken Shem Kachim Kachim, Shoken Shem Kachim Kalim, V'chaywa, V'in Aleha Mishum Tumah. Ask the Gemara. So what do you do with the fact that it says in the Mishnah, is that here? The answer is the Gemara. Kipater Kehadat Anya. That we'll have to explain as gone according to the following. Tani, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Zul Mishnah Rabbi Akiva. That's only true. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a tummy is only chayav in the rectangle. Asha Enkeng the Chachamim. Aval. The very Chachamim, according to the way that Chachamim learned, Harehu, it should say, Harehu kevishakot, the call of the shakot, Okim achar tipeihem, even the Gabi Nadin of the Fiyam Malkus and the Tamation Nitnah. So we'll hear an amazing machlokas as to whether the din of Shimuach Tanaim is a din specifically. Huh? Okay. The din of Shiluach Tanaim is a din in the Mechitzei Tanzar, or it's a din in the area of the Azar. So even though the Mechitzei name clued, and that it's the Tos Mechitzei for Gabi Achila, or the Tos Mechitzei for Gabi Shechita, but the Mechitzei themselves are not the definition of the area in which the Tanaim has to be sent out of.
It's the same world.
Yeah, those were right, because those were, was it made Kodesh Lagabi that, Lagabi that
Allah. What is it all based on?
I don't know. I don't know what would be the basis of the Yaki. And of course, if you're marked the other, then you're being marked the Kiddush of the other also. Continues the Mishnah Alokahe. By Kishen Shinichnas to Yerushalayim, and it was Nitma, as we saw before, and by Kishen that is coming, even Yerushalayim, it can be put in. Bein Shinitma Ba'avatuma, Bein Shinitma Be'vuadatuma, Bein Bethnim, Bein Bechut, whatever type of tuma it was coming on, whether it was Nitma inside, or whether it came in when it was already coming, makes no difference. Bein Shame Omim Hakol Yipadeh, you see, in any case of Tumah Meshesheni to be quoted in Yerushalayim, and you can then eat it, although you have to eat it Bithneem, because Beit Shammai holds that even after you were quoted, you're not allowed to take it outside of Yerushalayim to eat it. You still need, that's a takona, because otherwise people won't be able to know the difference. They'll think you can take Meshesheni out, because they saw it being brought in, they don't know that it became Tumah. So we don't let you take it out because people will say, oh, you can take out my Shani. Fine, but the Ikra Din, it's not us to eat because of my Shani at the Tame, or how people even that in the Tame. But I just don't want to, I want to avoid appearances of something wrong. And therefore you can eat at the same, except for the case where it was Nitma. The Chut, Misha Nitma, Ba'av HaTuma, Ba'chut. Over there you can even eat at Ba'chut. You don't have to eat at the same. They tell on it. I call you Badavi Yakabakut. No, you know, it doesn't matter. Even if it was Nitma, the Tzim, and for the Vladatuma, report it, take it outside to eat it. Kutzvish and Nitma be Vladatuma. Unless the case is that it's also only with another. They try my saying, except for the most Homer case where I don't make my Takona. And they tell us, except for the most Kal case, we're over there. It was Tahar originally, and everybody thought it was Tahar, and they don't see that it was exposed to the Zimamish only coming with a blot up to the moment it was Kal. So over there, in that case, I agree that we have to make sure that people don't get the wrong idea. Now, it says in the Torah, Ki lo tuchal se'eto, that the reason that you can be without Tatamik, you see Yuchak Mincha, more comments there, and it's so too far away, and you're having a hard time, are you going to carry all this stuff to Yerushalayim? So it's going to have to be kept. Fine. Be put it. bring up the Kesef to Yerushalayim. Now, Ma'anan Kayamim, exactly how are we talking, do we understand the Pasuk when it says Lo Tukal Seita? If we're talking about a problem of this, and that's what it says, right? But then why did it say, it already says, Yabemi Kader. So if it says Yabemi Kader, I understand that the problem is that it's hard for me to transfer all of this stuff to Yerushalayim, right? If you would have just said, what did I think that meant? But I still have to take up the kesef up to Yerushalayim. So why can't I take this stuff up to Yerushalayim? Because it's hard for me to carry. You don't have to spell it out to me. So if you're now coming along to say, it's got to be referring to something else, another problem. Something that you were, for another reason, unable to bring up. Now, in the Kirov Makom, if we're talking about that you're being told at something, even in Yerushalayim, Kirov Makom doesn't mean nearby, I mean in. The Torah uses the Lashon of Ki Yerchak, which means even Chutzpah Komet HaZorah, like we learned by Korban Pesach, right? So Ki Yerchak, or Kirov, is the Lashon of being inside the Torah, outside of the Torah. So if it's talking about the Kirov Makom, that what? You can be told at even in Yerushalayim, that's impossible. Because Halo Kvar Siv, doesn't it say already Ki Yerchak Min Karchetek? It says already in the Torah that it's only if you're far away. So how could it mean you can be quoted in Yerushalayim? And then now Lo Tuchal Seito, when it says therefore Lo Tuchal Seito, it doesn't mean that you're too far. What it means is Lo Tuchal La'ochlo. It means that you've got a problem that you're not able to eat it. Why? Because it's funny. That's what it should say. Why? Because it's funny. And that and it means that the here it doesn't say it, but in the Gemara it brings a raya from the Yosef, which is Vayisah Matot. I mean, it's referring to the gift of food. You see the Seito is also Lashon of Achila. So Lo Tuchal Seito means literally you can't eat it. I mean, you don't, without the stand, what else could it mean? So Lo Tuchal Seito. So then what should you do? Even at the Bekesha. So that means even though you're in Yerushalayim, but since Lo Tuchal Seito, you're not able to eat it, therefore what should you do? You should be told it, and then you can eat it. So Bakaparam Avatum Advatara Vladatum Medivrayim. Bakaparam says that actually an Avatum that it says in the Mishnah over here, in the Vladatum, is not the difference between an av and a vlad mamish. The word avatuma refers to tuma viraita, and the vladatuma refers to tuma virabana, is what it's talking about. Yes, so you open it, says no. For being matir over your pigeon my sashini, so then zebezeh the vartara. Obviously, it's got to be talking about either a vladatuma or an avatuma, which are diuraisa. So the kasha, the Beit Shammai, al the Rabbi Yochanan, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan is understanding it. How does he understand Beit Shammai? The Beit Shammai Yomim, HaKol Yipadeh Yachob Esnim, Chutz Vishenitma Ba'ava Tumah Bechutz. So according to you, that they're both diuraisa. Ma Bein Vlada Tumah Bechutz, U Bein Ava Tumah Bechutz. Right? Zev Zed Dvar Torah, or Zev Zed Alo Dvar Torah, Lashon Paniyah. Either case should be exactly the same. Either case should be a raisa. But what would be the difference according to the way Rav Yochanan is learning it? And why would Beit Shammai have said, in the case of Nitma Mavatim and Bakut, so over there, it's okay to eat it Bakut. Say if you were learning the way that Bar Kapara was learning, that there's a difference between the raisa and the Drabbanan. So Bar Kapara says Vladatuma doesn't mean the arise of them. There's a big difference between the Vladatuma and the Avatuma. The Vladatuma, the arise, is edible anyway, as Maitasheni itself, right? So over there, the din would be that the Mechitzas were called like the Maitasheni. So in order not to take Maitasheni outside of Yerushalayim, and the Melai don't take it out of Yerushalayim. But the case of the Avatuma, which is a DRI, so there's no din of tefillah mechitzah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who's learning that both of them are midiraisa, who cares whether it was an ava? Whoever heard of the difference between an avatum and a vladatum in terms of any of these din? Either it's tamei or it's not tamei. What do I care how it became tamei? So how does he explain it? Ma'abi vladatum v'chutz bin avatum v'chutz. Then it says vladatum. And even the way Beisol is learning, well, but Asha, isn't that going to be also difficult? Also doesn't make sense. Because, says the Gemara, you're coming to ask a question of Yochanan, you go to Beit Shammai. What do you have to go to Beit Shammai for? You can ask directly from Beit Shammai, same question. So Beit Shammai, Amrim, HaKol Yipadev, Yashel B'chut, Chutz V'shinit V'vavaratum V'vni. So how are you going to understand now Chutz V'shinit V'vni? Ma Bein V'varatum V'vni, Ma Bein Avatum V'vni. I understand. You can ask the same question, leave it to Beit Shammai. If you're learning like Bar Kapora, was it a Vlada Tuma? It's talking about Midrabanan. So therefore, Midi arises right, actually it's part. I understand why you can't take it outside. But if it's an Avat Tuma, then Midi arises. It's Tame, so we want you to take it outside. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that both cases are talking about Midi arises, then I'm not sure. If you hold that you can be part and that it's not really for Achila, so then there's no difficulty with Mechisa. So why would, and at this point the Gemara hasn't been aimed on the time of Beit Shammai or Beit Hill that there's involved in Gizero that people will think that Maitre Sheni can be Yosef. We thought of an Ikaradin. So what possible difference could there be on leaving Rabbi Yochanan? Ma'avim Vladatun Vesim, Ma'avim Avatun Vesim, Zevazel Odvataru. Lohavi Verabonam, El Aldebar Kapara. The Rabbonam were asking over here. They were asking, according to Beit Shammai, not on Rav Yochanan. They were asking on, according to Bar Kapora, uniquely from Beit Shammai. According to Rav Yochanan, the same kasha, whether you're talking about Beit Shammai or Beit Shammai, it's the same question. But about Bar Kapora, you can ask. And this is what it should have said. Kasha to Bar Kapora or to Beit Shammai. How does Bar Kapora understand Beit Shammai? The Beit Shammai omrim hakol yipadev yachel b'tnim chutz v'shenitma ba'ava tuma b'chut. Over there, according to Beit Shammai, if something became tamei b'chut, since it's tamei midivrei Torah, so there's no din of klita. What the nafkamina if it was b'tnim for me b'chut? I don't understand, even according to Bar Kapora. So why is Ma'bein Av Hatuma? If it's talking about an Av Hatuma, how does Bar Kapora understand the difference of Chutz between? If it's an Av Hatuma, it's a D'oraita. La'zazev is there, la'zavatarahu. Chances of the Gemara, so clearly what's happening over here is not Yudhimikradin, but rather it's a Takona. Shalom Yomrim. It's in order that people should not think that you're allowed to take Maitre Sheni out. That's the case. How can you put that? So then how can you be Polish? Well, you all bring your Maitre Sheni and your Shaiman. I didn't say, if you're worried about what people are going to misunderstand, you're saying, well, they didn't know that this happened. So then you have the same, and people might see that you're being Polish. According to Beit Shammai, we should be Choshesh that people will learn from this that you're allowed to be Poda Maitre Sheni in Yerushalayim. I mean, if after all they're not aware of the Tuna, so how do you explain that? That's because the Shoshinitma Bismim, Mechisato Tasto, Shoshinitma Bechut, Ein, Mechisato Tasto. Now we're changing our mind. We're saying, okay, fine. Forget about what people will think. The truth is, the kasha wasn't such a problem before. Because once something is nitmas to pack, what were we asking about before? What's the nafkamina? Was nitma the same and nitma the chutz? The big nafkamina. When something comes into Yerushalayim as Maitre Sheni, when it was tar, so over there the mechitzas are tof, they said they don't let it go. But if at the time that it was nitmas, it wasn't roi la'achila, so it was nitma the chutz, then it's mi'ikar adin. That something that is nitnas in a condition of tumah that it can't be eaten, the mechitzas are not collected. What's the problem? So Beit Shammai is saying it's straightforward halacha. If it was nitma, b'chutz, midiraita, with an avatumah, then there was no Kalita Mechitas, and therefore you could take it out. And he did something. What's wrong with that? Makes perfectly good sense. All Mechitas did, without any Gezerah. Right? So that's what Beis Shammai is saying. Yes, can't be quoted as something and take it out, because the Din of Kalita Mechitas is separate from the Din of Purim. Even though you can be quoted, you can't remove it. So the Kalita Mechitas is the reality of this tree. I can't take this tree outside of Yerushalayim anymore. Whether it remains by the Cheney, does remain by the Cheney. I can't take it out. But in case there was never a Kalita Mechitas because it wasn't royal achila at all at the time that I bring it in, so at that point, when I quote it, I could take it out too. Well, what's your problem? So really, on Bar Kapur, there's not a problem. Ah, says the Gemara. So I feel they feel it. Letu Mashaya. Don't we have a problem? Even according to Bar Kapur, we said according to Bar Kapur, a problem would only be in Beit Shammai. Why? Even on the sheet of Beit Hillel, we should have a problem, Aliva, with Bar Kapur, because we can ask the same thing, basically. Beit Hillel only. Are not both cases the equivalent in which you have a, he says, you're allowed to be metam, you're allowed to be potus something and take it outside. You're going to be told it's not a function of Jesus Machit. He says, unless the case would be one case where it was mitzvah, only with a vladatum of this name, so then paradoxically, if it's on the lesser level, if it's only the lesser level of tumah, and it's already inside, then you can't take it out. You would have had to ask the same question over there, isn't only a tumah rabbana? So what's the nafkamina, whether it was mitzvah, bein mitzvah, bein mitzvah, what's the nafkamina? The halacha is that midiraisa, it was edible. If it's midiraisa edible, then we should have a problem taking it out because of tzitzas mechitzas. I have explained that. Kishis nisan, almanat shalot tzitzas mechitzas. I have to say that it's the equivalent, I'm not saying literally that that's the case, because otherwise in the Mishnah never mentions that. But it's as if you bring it in, since it was something with mitzvah b'chutz, even though it's only the Rabbanu, it's as if you never brought it in. It's as if you brought it with the understanding, as your master said, I'm not coming in to eat now. I'm coming in to repair a flat tire. So in that case, it's not considered to be a Knis of the Yerushalayim. So here, since Lamais of the Rabbanu word goes there, that it's not edible, it's the same as saying, it's obvious that this wasn't being brought in order to eat. Says Rabbi Zeir, that's amazing. It was how to honor that you're telling me that my Shani Tahor, Shikhnito, I'm not look, that's in the book of Aim the Kitzot I mean, here it's far. For all intents and purposes, it's far. But you're right. You're telling me, since Rabbana made it, I can't eat it. It's the same thing like, I made a condition, I don't intend to eat it. And that condition helps to tell me that there's no din of Tzitzas Mechitzas. That's amazing. No, the din of Tzitzas Mechitzas is not a condition of where it is, but rather it's a question of whether I meant to be mocked.
I'm walking outside with my eyes closed and say that it's dark outside, and it must be dark.
No, we're defining what Knisa means. It's not Knisa. Knisa is Knisa for purposes of being there and eating there. Why do you take him away? Rabiona boy. This is crazy. Says Rabiona. You're talking about something that is Torah Midiraisa, and you're gonna make a condition that I don't really mean to bring it in? I think this is nuts. Elekani Avar Upadui Padui. The question of here is that there's an afkamina between lechatchila and bidiyavad. In other words, in terms of the halacha lechatchila, that we should take it out of Yerushalayim if it's tar. Of course, you're not going to take it out of Yerushalayim. You can't make a condition to be matir something. It's not there. Nonetheless, if lemaisa you took it out and you were poda it, so over there the halacha of mechitzas is really itself only a din min rabbanan when it comes to pidyon, and therefore the pidyon helps. In which case, if it became tameh, So then, in that case, which B'nai'evet would have helped on the Rabbanon, we allow it to be the equivalent of a T'nai, even the Chatzila, on the din of the Rabbanon. That's all that we're saying. What you did over here, then it wouldn't have helped. You're claiming, you were saying it would have helped even the Chatzila, that I should be able to take something tar outside of Yerushalayim. That certainly we would not say. That's for sure we would not say. However, the halacha is... Right. However, the halacha is that if you went ahead b'diavad and you did take it out and you reported it, then the mechitza doesn't prevent that because that's only a din midrabban. But since b'diavad, it helps if it became tamei. So the Rabbanon in Legabe, their halacha, klita, mechitzas, they also rematir lechatchila because it's tamei. Since they never offered even b'diavad, so in this case where they said, well, we'll pretend that it's tamei, so to speak, by giving a din of tumah to Rabbanon, so we're also going to pretend that there was no klitas mechitzas. Because in terms of the Rabbanon, the whole thing is the Rabbanon anyway. Rabbi Yaakov, the Ramayim, Bari Kamei Rabbi Yossi, Nitma chutz Yerushalayim v'nechnas lo yetze, shalo yu omrim ra'inu ma'aseh sheni nechnas Yerushalayim v'yotze. Seems to me that it's much worse. But I know, I'm assuming that the correct explanation of the mission is that it's there. And that we don't want people to say that it's, that the ma'aseh sheni is able to be taken out of Yerushalayim. But now, it doesn't make sense to me at all, the approach. Because if the tumah took place before, then it's more likely that people won't know about it. You're saying if it was tamei before, the time that you brought it in, then we're going to be making. It's the opposite. If it was tamei before, there's less chance people will know that it was tamei, and they're more likely to make the mistake of thinking that Ma'aseh Sheni is allowed to be taken outside of Yerushalayim. So they're going to say, well, you know, Ma'aseh Sheni is Yerushalayim. Say. So me'atah should say, lo yitadeh, we shouldn't be able to be told it either. Shlo yu omrim ra'inu ma'ishenim yishmat yishmayim din yitadeh. Answers the Gemara, kol yotzeh lo yotzeh. And kol yotzeh lo tijon. So my job in the Mishnah is you have to eat it b'tzneem because we're afraid that people are going to make the mistake. I was bothered by the same question that you asked before, why do we allow pigeons? And I answered it that the reason is that there's no call on a pigeon. Everybody is talking about my chain being removed because they see you, there's no way to avoid seeing it. They see you going up. My chain wagon full of food is going up. My chain can't. And everybody's very sensitive that no food ever is leaving Yerushalayim here in the middle of what's called the Machisi. Rabbi Shia, Bar Ada, Boykebe Rabbi Mon, Nitna Bevlada Tuna, Upodo, because of the Nitna Ba'ava Tuna. How about, if you were quoted something that was Nitna Bevlada Tuna, and now it becomes Tameh with an Ava Tuna. Do we say, since you were quoted Mechatzila from before, so it's considered to be now a pigeon because it was something in the Rabbanan? Or do we say, since before it was only Tamei Midrabbanan, so now, the Miraisa, that wasn't the correct